tanks in the Saturn V still continuing to pressurize. The sequence for the ignition of those five engines in the first stage of the Saturn V will begin at 8.9 seconds. We're now 1 minute 45 seconds and counting. Still go with Apollo 14. We'll go on internal power in the Saturn V launch vehicle at the 50-second mark in the count. At ignition and liftoff, we'll have more than 7.5 million pounds of thrust pushing the space vehicle off the launch pad. This is the heaviest Saturn V space vehicle to be launched thus far. Coming up on the 1 minute 20 second mark. 1 minute 20 seconds and counting, still go at this time. Third stage tanks now are pressurized according to our status board here in the firing room. 1 minute 10 seconds and counting. This is Kennedy Launch Control, coming up in 60 seconds. Mark, T-minus 60 seconds and counting. Still go with the count. First stage tanks are now pressurized as our status board gives us a rundown on the automatic sequence. 50 seconds and counting. We've now gone on internal power on the internal batteries of the Saturn V as the count continues. 40 seconds and counting. Alan Shepard reports that he's performing his final guidance alignment, the final maneuver the astronauts perform before liftoff. 30 seconds and counting. Stu Ruther just said thanks. It's been a good count. 25 seconds and counting. We are still go. 20 seconds. Guidance alert. The guidance system now going internal. 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8. Ignition sequence start. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Launch commit. Liftoff. We have liftoff
with Apollo 14. 3 minutes past the hour. The tower is clear.
Houston is controlling.
The rocket is leaning slightly. It's moved past this launch tower. It is in the clear. It is now aiming towards this thunder shower just ahead. And we can hear the roar coming toward us now, the powerful roar of the Saturn V. The sound doesn't sound like too much.
Okay, Houston, roll complete.
Roger, roll complete.
Shepard reports roll program completed. Pitch profile is in progress.
We are now just lost sight of the Saturn V. It is this thunder shower.
Watch out right now.
Mark, 1 minute. Cabin pressure coming down, adjusting from sea level to a space environment. Status check in mission control, coming up all greens on the flight director's console.
In Houston, everything looks good here on the ground.
Right. 1 minute, 19 seconds, coming up on period of maximum aerodynamic pressure on the vehicle. At 35 seconds, 9 nautical miles in altitude, 5 nautical miles downrange. Velocity now reading 3,340 feet per second.
Pass through Max Q. Hold 1 Charlie. Mark, 1 Charlie now.
We're 1 Charlie. EDS auto is off.
Roger.
2 minutes 5 seconds are coming up on center engine shutdown. 2 minutes 12 seconds, 20 nautical miles in altitude.
Inboard shutdown.
Roger, inboard.
Center engine shutdown on time. 2 minutes 25 seconds, 25 nautical miles in altitude, 30 nautical miles downrange.
You're listening to the voice of John McLeish in Mission Control. We're getting...
Mark, 2 minutes 35 seconds coming up on staging.
Occasional report from the spacecraft commander, Alan Shepard.
Roger.
And separation.
Roger.
Ignition on 5.
Roger.
At staging, the Shepard crew now riding on 5 good second stage engines.
On 5 engines.
Roger, we confirm good thrust on all 5.
The giant first stage falling away now. It's day's work done. 3 minutes, 10 seconds coming up on skirt step and tower testing.
Producing a million pounds of thrust.
There goes the tower.
Roger, we confirm this. The launch escape tower has ejected on top. Roger that. 3 minutes, 35 seconds, 14 now, 33 feet shorter, 9,000 pounds lighter, moving out well beyond the Earth's atmosphere. We show an altitude of 16 nautical miles.
John McLeish reporting from Mission Control, Houston.
Mark, 3 minutes, 55 seconds, 63 nautical miles in altitude, 143 nautical miles downrange, velocity now. Send that 4 minutes, trajectory, and guidance look good.